Okay, now we're well above 64,000 and it's almost time to go all in on crypto. Now, I'm saying almost time to go in on crypto because it's not yet time to go full bull risk on mode. I'm going to show you why I say that and what needs to happen for me to go into full bull risk on mode. And then I'm going to show you a narrative with six altcoins that I guarantee you is going to pump in October. I'm willing to take you any bet that you want that this goes up. And not only does it go up, but it goes up much more than any other sector. So that's what today is about. I'm going to show you exactly when to go full bull risk on mode. And I'm going to show you exactly which sector is going to run faster than any other sector in October. Let's go, guys. Let's go. I had to laugh yesterday because the minute that we spoke about people getting big packages, remember we spoke about people walking around with big packages, all of you went and bought a ledger. I mean, I couldn't believe it. We just said that if you buy a ledger, you will get a big pack. People will tell you that you've got a huge package and people went out and bought a whole lot of ledgers. No jokes. For the next week, as we said, if you want one of these big packages, such a big package that anytime you walk around, people will say, wow, what a big package you've got. And inside the big package, Sam, you know what's inside the package? It's a beautiful ledger designed by the founder of Apple. It's the safest place to store your crypto. Now, get this. If you buy one now, I'm doing crazy things. I could send you two. I could send you three. You never know. There's a link below. If you want to try it, do it. But it's only for a week. You buy one and maybe you get two. Maybe you get three. But what you definitely get is you get to walk around with a big package that everyone's going to comment about. Anyway, let's get into the serious alpha because we've got serious alpha here for you guys here today. I'm going to show you why it's not exactly time to go all in, but almost time to go all in. Then I'm going to show you one sector that's going to pump. I'm going to show you seven altcoins that are actually going to pump. David J bought his big package. And Nick Gaston says he's got massive alpha package today. This show's massive alpha package today. Nick, tell us about your package, sir. Tell us about, did you get your package delivered to your doorstep? Also, exactly, the man is changing life. Maritza, you need to get a package. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Josh, you know what I'm laughing about, her. Our guest. Anyway, let's have some fun today because I'm going to show you a narrative that's going to pump. And it actually just started pumping, like the beginning of the pump. And it's going to actually explode in October. I'm willing to put any money that you want. In fact, I have put a lot of money that this narrative is absolutely going to explode in October. Going to show you exactly what it is. Before I do that, listen, 3,000 likes is our target today. We are on 306. You guys destroy the like button. Just destroy it. Obliterate the like button. I'm going to go and obliterate the alpha. And that's a good synergy between us. I obliterate alpha. You obliterate the like button. Let's go. Big show. So this is where we are. We are at 64,000. I don't have to tell you that because you've all got the charts open in front of you each and every day, every second of the day, right? Someone said, Run loves exploding packages. And then somebody else said premature liquidations. This show is now becoming an adult show only. okay, Paolo is watching the show and he's starting to laugh. Okay, guys, let's have a serious show, please. We can't just, we've got to get more serious here. We've got Bitcoin above 64,250. It's not exactly time to go all in, but it's time to increase risk on. I'm going to show you why. Up until now, Bitcoin has been putting in a series of lower highs. That's a high. Then the next high was that one, which was lower. Then that one was lower. It's a series of lower highs. Right now, we are doing very, very, very well in the channel. But you can only be full bull risk on mode when we break this level over here and put in the first higher high. That level is about, it's somewhere around 69,900. So Peter Brandt actually pointed this out and he said, look, Bitcoin continues to be in a sequence of lower highs and lower lows. Only a meaningful close above the July highs will change this sequence and officially complete the six-month triangle. So remember, we're now, well, let me just resize my Twitter. Sorry, zoom out. Josh, aren't you supposed to check this first? Tomorrow you're buying breakfast. So, I mean, the first encouraging sign here on this chart, the first encouraging sign is the fact that we now are putting in a higher high above here. But we do need to put in a higher high above the July highs over here. With the July highs over here, which is about 69,900. Then it's time to go full bull risk on mode. Now, I think that we are very much on the way to do that. If I look at the history says that if September is positive, then generally we get an Uptober. Okay, that's if September is positive, then generally we get an Uptober. And you can see the same thing happened in the previous years. So on election years, it's always positive for the last three quarters of the year, every single election year. In other years where September has been bullish, October has generally been bullish, and then November and December has generally been bullish. We generally get that momentum. But we can't only go on a hope and a prayer. We have to base our analysis on some kind of fundamental thesis. Our fundamental thesis is really simple. Look at this. The first thing is we have the rate cut probabilities now. In November, they are now forecasting a 60.8% chance of another 50 basis point rate cuts. Can you believe that? So Powell cut by 50 basis points. The market's predicting another 50 basis point rate cut in November. That would be the quickest rate cuts in since 2008. This is the biggest and quickest rate cuts since 2008. That's the first thing. The second thing is that China is going full bull with its stimulus. The other day we reported that China was in trouble, and what they were doing is they were printing, they were doing stimulus, right? Now what you can see is that they're actually making it very tangible. They're now considering injecting $142 billion into the biggest state banks in China. So they have gone full bull stimulus. Someone said, it's clear they're going to go throw everything at this economy until eventually something else works. Dan Tapero says, kaboom, part two, $142 billion. One of them has got dyslexia because one is saying 124, it's 142, sorry. $142 billion of direct injection into Chinese banks coming. This is QE at its finest, okay? This is like, seriously, QE at its finest. And what it's doing is they're starting to pump the risk assets. Specifically, if you look at gold, look how gold is responding to all the stimulus that's happening in China and the US. Just look at that gold chart. Now, I was reading this tweet, and this tweet reminded me of something. This tweet said, remember at the beginning of the last easing cycle, when gold, which is the chart in white, turned slightly before Bitcoin, right? So Bitcoin is the red chart over here. Remember in the last cycle where gold turned before Bitcoin and then Bitcoin caught up? And so what I did was I actually went and pulled those charts. Here are those charts over here. Here's a chart. Here, bang. That's the Bitcoin chart and the gold chart. Now what you can see, the one at the bottom is gold. Look at when gold starts pumping. Okay? Nothing's happening to Bitcoin. Bitcoin sideways, sideways. Yeah, look at Bitcoin at the same time. Sideways, sideways, sideways. And look at what happened with gold. But look what happened. Gold topped on the third, or the first top was on the 3rd of August 2020. Look what happened to Bitcoin after the 3rd of August 2020. And the same thing is actually happening now. Look at the pattern over here. Look how gold has started to move up exactly like it started to move up here. And look how Bitcoin hasn't been in the upward movement. Bitcoin has been in the slight downward movement until eventually it breaks out. We're getting a repeat of this Bitcoin gold lagging cycle. And so it does look like Q4 is going to be something like we did that. Now, a few days ago, I said to you, look, the one thing you don't want to do in this market is be short. Because if you get short, you are going to get wrecked. And I try to warn lots of people. In fact, even Zoran Cole on Twitter, he was bear posting and he was making money shorting. And I went up to him and I said to him, bro, you should not be shorting in this market. And he called me a bulltard. He said something like, Sam, do you know what he said? He said like this. He said, it's because of bulltards like you that I'm going to make money, right? Do you know where Zoran Cole is today, Sam? Mm-hmm. I'll show you where Zoran Cole is today. His account doesn't exist anymore. He got so wrecked in the markets that his account doesn't even exist anymore. Okay, that is why you cannot be short. Instead of being short, you should rather be lucky, okay? You know how you get lucky? You put money into Bitcoin when the price is going down, and when the price goes up, they'll call you lucky, right? So we don't want to be short. We just want to be lucky. The only time it's okay to be short, there's only one time that it's okay to be short, and that's if you have a big package. If you're short and you have a big package, it's okay. Otherwise, you just got to be lucky, bro. You got to just hold. You got to hold, and people will call you lucky, but it's not actually lucky. It's about having a thesis. And our thesis is September, October, November, and December, bro. That's our thesis now. That's how the next 4 months are looking. And you can see that if you look at the data, September has happened. So everyone was saying it's a bad, September's going to be bad, September's going to be bad. We were like, September's going to be good. And here we are, September. Now we move on with our thesis. We move on to October. And then we're going to November. And then we're going into December. And then we're going to go on vacation, because then January doesn't matter anymore, because we're going to be so rich. Doesn't really matter anymore. Josh, I think the like button is broken, bro. Will you just check it? It's only 650 likes. 3,000 people watching it. 650 likes. Yeah, someone says Bulawari. Do you remember the guy that tweeted about Bulawari? Someone says Run is the Indian version of Gary V. I don't know why you guys pick on me because I'm Indian. That's racist. Lekker man, khoidi milis. Khoidi milis. Okay, so that's our thesis. And people will call us, at the end of it, people will call us lucky. I do have a friend called Lucky, but it's not about that. People will call us lucky. It's not lucky. We had a thesis. We stuck to our thesis. That's exactly what we're going to be doing. Now, one thing I must say to you guys is that I said to you guys, it is time to start increasing risk. I'm not going full bull risk mode yet, but it is time to start increasing risk, right? And the reason why I said it's time to maybe start increasing risk is just look here. You've had the total 3 breakout. What we need is we need this to hold until Sunday, because Sunday is the weekly close. It seems right now like it's going to hold, right? But we have to wait for the weekly close to really, 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 really confirm that it's risk on. In the meantime, I mean, the alts are pumping. Look, very nice. The alts are pumping. Our calls in Frontrunner, absolutely amazing. So Irishman called Nia, doing quite well. Kapoor called Ohm, took 80% profits. Kapoor took Ohm, took 80% profits. But the real winner, the real, real, real amazing calls in Frontrunner didn't come from the Irishman. And they didn't come from Kapoor. Do you know who they came from, Josh? Paolo. They didn't come from Paolo, bro. Do you know who they came from? The real good calls. The really good calls in Frontrunner. Do you know where they came from? I'll show you, bro. You know, the proof is all... Because anyone can say they made a call, but you know, I kept saying that it's time to be buying Monkey Ball. I said, you uncaged. I said, it's had a small pump, but long term, it's one of the ones that I like the most. It has a real game, huge users, and real world partnerships. Also, not that I had any inside information or anything. I never get inside information, ever. Ever, ever, ever. So I didn't actually have real inside information, but I did say they are doing something with Meta. Yes, actually, Facebook Meta. And it was only trading at $16 million fully diluted valuation. And then this morning, so Irishman runs this account. He finally said, look, you got to stop fading Run because now Monkey Ball is up. It's actually, he's not giving me the full credit that I deserve. It's okay though. Look at this. You would have doubled your money if you would have taken that call. Why did I call this? Why was I so happy and so content to call Uncaged as a call? And I'm still calling it as a good buy. And I'll tell you why I think it's such a good buy. So what is Uncaged? Uncaged is a gaming studio. The first game that they built was called Monkey Ball. Monkey Ball is like a soccer game, which is played by NFT monkeys. Amazing, like NFT monkeys. Who is... Now, the reason why I was so confident to call it is as follows. Number one, they have a live game. The game is absolutely amazing and absolutely addictive, okay? I'll show you a little bit of the gameplay just so you get an idea of how good this game is. This is the actual game. I've played it, okay? It's the actual game. You're playing with these monkeys. The monkeys are NFTs. You own the monkey, and you're basically playing a FIFA-type game, which is absolutely addictive, right? Completely addictive. This is actual gameplay, by the way. It was recorded today. So the game is here, and the game is live. On top of that, They have the best devs in the industry. And I don't say that lightly because, you know, like it's very hard to impress me with developers, but they have the best devs in the industry. The devs came from a company called Playtika. Playtika is a company which is well known for making some of the best social games in the world. I think they've been sold like twice. I think once they got sold for like $4 billion. Uncage has amazing investors, included the investors are DraftKings. They have amazing real-world partnerships. So like some of the real-world partnerships were actually announced by Puma. So this is Puma's account announcing a partnership. Puma is coming to Uncaged in 2025 in-game collaboration, making outfits and stuff for the games. On top of that, today, an announcement, and again, it's not that I had any inside information. I had no inside information at all. But they made an announcement today where they partnered up with Facebook. We're thrilled to announce our biggest announcement with the tech giant Meta. And Meta is basically helping them get over 1 million users. So this is one of those tokens where you had this game, this token, with all these fundamentals hovering around a $15 million market cap. The thing with this team is a Web2 team. They don't know anything about crypto. Well, they know about crypto, but they know much more how to build games. They're just building games. And it's coincidental that the games are actually crypto games. And so they're growing these games the same way that they grew Playtika. And so now it's at a fully diluted at $35 million. I still think it's one of the better calls out there. And so that's why I decided to go risk on here. And you can see from the time that I called this, you've almost got a 3x return actually now. I called it at 13 cents and now it's almost at much higher than that. So that's one of the calls that I made in terms of going all into risk mode. Now, there's a lot of other protocols like this where there's a lot of value but no hype. And those are the ones that you really want to be getting into, especially when you believe there's going to be a catalyst. Let me give you another one of these and let's talk again at the end of October and see if I was right or if I was not right. Okay, protocol is Astroport. Why do I like it? It's the biggest DEX on Cosmos. What is happening? It's had a really tough time, but if you take the charts and you draw, you know, like the charters, they draw fancy lines on the charts. Just look at what you get to. Just look at where you get to. Bang, starting to break out. Now, look at this. In October, you have Cosmoverse. Cosmoverse is basically like the breakpoint, but for Cosmos. It's the conference for Cosmos. Do you think that the Cosmos tokens are going to run? Of course, you have to. On top of the fact that the Cosmos tokens are going to run, you've got Astroport being the biggest DEX on Cosmos. Do you not think it's going to run from 3.8 cents? Do me a favor, timestamp this, 3.78 cents. Let's talk again at the end of October, see if I was right. Another one which I'm keeping my eyes on is Stride. Another one, it's the staking protocol. Let's just quickly look at what the fully diluted valuation is. Fully diluted valuation, $80 million for the biggest staking protocol on Cosmos, Stride. I think it's like a no-brainer. Anyway, let's see at the end of October if I was right or if I wasn't right. In the meantime, I did promise you that I was going to show you one of the biggest narratives in the market for October. And I told you that there's one narrative and probably five or six altcoins in that narrative that are good quality and are probably going to run much faster than any other narrative in October. So I want to talk to you about what that narrative is and how I got the narrative. So how I got the narrative is I just looked at the bubbles. Simple. Sometimes that's all you need. Okay, so you look at the bubbles, you go onto daily and you kind of say, okay, what is starting to run? Oh, my baby Rune is starting to run. Okay, that's not the narrative, but thank you very much. It looks amazing. Nia continues on the rampage. Yes, please. Objective is also, everything's running. But there is one narrative that if you go to the next 200, is really starting to run. And you can see it if you look here, right? I don't really want to see Hamster at the moment. Congratulations to anyone who got it. I don't want to see Nairo. I don't want to see Baby Doge. And I don't want to see Metaplex. And I don't want to see Mog. And I don't want to see Pepecoin. I don't want to see Peoplecoin. I do want to see the others. So look what's going on here. You've got Wormhole running. You've got Athena running. You've got Layer Zero running. Why are all these tokens running? Why are Wormhole, Axelar, Athena, and Layer Zero running? That is because in October, I think we're going to have a massive spike in high-quality, real-world asset protocols. So the whole RWA narrative, I think he's going to start running now in October. One of our favorite tokens that is going to start running in October. I mean, there's already been a lot of talk around tokenized assets. Larry Fink's been talking about it. Scaramucci spoke about it. Mantra, one of our favorite tokens, is announcing their mainnet. We've been telling you to buy this one since 30 cents, okay? Now look where it is now, 122, another 4X on your money. Still one that I would be buying. Their mainnet launches on the 1st of October. And I think that this is an amazing real-world asset play, but this is not what I wanted to talk to you about. I wanted to talk to you about the bigger protocols in real-world assets. And when it comes to real-world assets, a lot of assets are going to be tokenized. And those assets are going to be tokenized on a whole lot of different chains. Some people are going to tokenize their assets on Ethereum. Some people are going to tokenize their assets on Solana. Some people are going to tokenize their assets on Sui. Some people are going to tokenize their assets on No one knows where we're going to tokenize all the assets. What we do know, though, is that there will be tokenized assets. And people are going to want to trade between each other on the tokenized assets. Now, the key to being able to trade, or the key to real-world assets, is two things. You need to be able to trade the assets across chain. So if I'm holding an asset on ETH and you're holding an asset on Solana, and I want to move the asset from ETH to Solana or the other way around, well, you need to have a way to move the asset around. If you want to trade the asset, you also need a price feed. So there are two components to making sure that real-world assets actually work really, really, really well. Otherwise, none of the infrastructure, none of the exchanges can work. What you need is, well, obviously you need a base layer, but then you need two things. You need an oracle. An oracle is the thing that feeds the price into the smart contract. And then you need a cross-chain protocol. A protocol that will allow you to move assets frictionlessly between one chain and another chain. And to that end, what the bubbles are showing us is that those assets are starting to move. You can see it over here. Layer 0 is starting to move. You can see it over here. Axela is starting to move. Wormhole is starting to move. And these moves have just started. Even Chainlink, just look at that. Even Chainlink, which is never, ever moves, has just started to move. So it's when it comes to cross-chain protocols, it's a four-horse race, okay? What is the four-horse race? The four-horse race, when it comes to real-world assets, is very simple. The first one is Wormhole. The first one is Chainlink. That's the biggest. Then it's Wormhole. Then you've got Axela. And then you've got Layer 0. Those are the big four main cross-chain protocols that are going to be used in real-world assets. And they're all good buys. Every single one of them is a good buy. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about Chainlink because I think we all know what Chainlink is. And you can see that Chainlink has now broken through this weekly resistance that has, again, I'm looking at the weekly charts. And so I think Chainlink could be part of your portfolio. But if you are not really encouraged by buying protocols that have a fully diluted valuation of 14 billion or whatever it is, 12 billion today, then I'm going to show you a couple of others that may be interesting for you. The first one is one that we spoke about the other day, which is Wormhole. Now, if you were at Solana Breakpoint, and you'll see our videos coming out tomorrow of Solana Breakpoint, one thing that you'll see is that one of the biggest announcements at Breakpoint was around Wormhole. And I gave you a thesis, and I said the announcement was that Securitize, which is the company that is tokenizing assets with BlackRock, partnered up with Wormhole as its official interoperability provider. So now Wormhole is officially partnered up with Securitize, that is officially partnered up with BlackRock, that is officially behind real world securities. Okay. So the reason why I like Wormhole so much is because I don't like to be fucked by a VC. I like to make sure that I am buying things cheaper than a VC. And the one thing that I know about Wormhole is that the last round was raised at a $2.5 billion valuation. And that was raised by Coinbase, Multicoin, Arrington Capital, Borderless Capital, Jump Trading, Parify, etc. And these guys are all locked up for lots and lots and lots and lots of years. And you can go and buy it on the open market right now for $2.7 billion and you get zero lockup. No brainer. You're beating the VCs, just like I told you with Drift before Drift doubled. My forecast for Wormhole is that Wormhole gets to a $10 billion valuation before the end of the cycle. So to me, here, that's the first one that I'd be looking at. And I told you the other day that I took a position in Wormhole. It doesn't end there. I want to talk to you about the next one that I think also has a good cross-chain protocol usage when it comes to real-world assets. And that one is Axela. Now, again, remember, I don't like being fucked by VCs, right? Okay. Do you like being fucked by VCs? No, it's terrible. So what I want to do is I want to find protocols where I'm buying cheaper than the VCs. One of them is Axelar. Axelar is the cross-chain protocol, which originally started for the Cosmos ecosystem, but then expanded beyond the Cosmos ecosystem. And I go and look at CryptoRank, and I realize, and I also remember this because they offered me this round, they raised $50 million on CoinList at a $1 billion valuation. They raised $35 million at a $1 billion valuation. Polychain plus four. Who were the plus four? Polychain Dragonfly led the round, okay? We can buy it today with no lockup. 63.6 cents. Okay. That is what you call beating the VCs. And is there adoption? Of course there's adoption. There's apparently some big announcement on the 3rd of October. There is Cosmoverse, which is happening in Dubai at the end of the month. Please don't forget that I told you because I did tell you. Don't say I never told you because I'm telling you again. And Axelar is the biggest cross-chain protocol. You can also see that, I mean, just look at this. Axelar, first of its kind. Okay, I'm not going to read long tweets today. I'm not in the mood for reading long tweets today. Tokenomics are amazing. 75 validators, 46%, blah, blah, blah. Tokenomics are all amazing. For me, you have to be looking at Axelar. It's a real protocol trading at $650 million fully diluted valuation. Okay, you need to have all of these in your portfolio. It's not about one or the other. You need to have exposure to all of these. So first one, Chainlink. Second one, Wormhole. Third one, Axelar. Who knows what the fourth one is, kids? The fourth one is Layer Zero. I told you a long time ago to buy it. Now it's spiked from the $3 billion fully diluted market cap to $5 billion fully diluted market cap. I mean, I'm still buying. I still like this. I'm not buying this one now. But it is the fourth player when it comes to real world assets. Now, as I said to you before, I think that October is going to be a big month for real world assets. There are two components in terms of running real world assets. The first component, as I said to you, is the interoperability bridges. There are four interoperability bridges that I need you guys to be looking at. Layer Zero, Axelar. Remind me the other one. Layer Zero, Axelar. Have you been listening, Josh?
Sorry, sir. I've been very busy.
He's been very busy. Okay, so you failed the test today. So you got Layer Zero, you got Axelar, you got Wormhole, and you got Chainlink. But then you also need the oracles. Now, when it comes to oracles, again, there's a good oracle to be buying. You could be buying Chainlink, and then you get in the cross chain, and you get in the price feeds. But the next one, which I think is a very, very, very good buy at this level, is actually Pith. Again, near the bottom, I mean, it was down at 25 cents, it's now down at 35 cents. It is a protocol, an oracle protocol, which is growing very, very, very fast. You'll see tomorrow when we launch our Solana episode, we interview the founder. They are the fastest oracle in the world for the fastest trading in the world. And they've just introduced what they called integrity-based staking, which means that you get slashed if the integrity of your feed is not right, which is a big, big, big announcement for them. They also facilitated 90% or more of the trading volume on 24 chains in August. Okay, so this is like Pith is a good one. So if you're bullish on real world assets, okay, so what happens when $10 trillion of tokenized real world assets go on chain? How does the data flow through DeFi? Using oracles. $10 trillion, bang, oracles go into DeFi. That's how this all works. So if I were you, what I would do is I would build a basket of real world assets for the month of October. And then let's talk again in the month of October. I would have Mantra in that. I would have, these guys, Chainlink, Wormhole, Perth, Layer Zero. Layer Zero, I think you've maybe missed it. And then what I would do is I'd go and find one or two small ones. Now, when it comes to one or two small ones, one of them is our sponsor. And again, I'm not talking about them because they are our sponsor. I'm talking to you about them because I think that they are one of the best plays in real world assets, specifically around a decentralized credit marketplace. And that's called Clearpool. Now, when you look at Clearpool, and this is a legit project, you know, we've spoken to their founders, etc. Just look at the market cap of this thing. Again, it's a low market cap. It's under $100 million market cap. Fully diluted $136 million. Again, I would be taking small bets in these projects.
Another one which you probably want to look at is if you want to be tokenizing real world assets, Swarm.com, Swarm Markets. This is a platform for tokenizing real world assets, one of the best. Also, they have a token, and what you can see with their token is a very low market cap, $25 million market cap, $47 million fully diluted. That is what I would be doing in the month of October, because I think that this narrative is going to be super, super hot. Also, the tokens that I've mentioned to you today, these are tokens that you can hold onto tightly. And even if the market goes down, you know that these are safe. I mean, Pith, if you watch the show around Solana tomorrow, you'll be blown away by how smart the Pith guys are and the wormhole guys are and stuff like that. And then you'll understand why I'm so bullish on this thing. Anyway, I want to talk to you about one other thing, which again relates to this real world asset thing. And that is Athena. So we spoke about BlackRock and Securitize. Athena made a partnership today. They announced the newest product offering called USTB, which is a stable coin, which will be fully backed by BlackRock's Biddle, in partnership with Securitize, enabling separate fiat stablecoin transactions alongside USDE. Okay, so why is this important? Let's look at why it's important. USTB will be collateralized by BlackRock and Securitize, the Biddle fund, and will function identically to a traditional stablecoin. This will exist in isolation from the Athena USDD. So they've now launched this, and that's why Athena has absolutely exploded. Now, one thing I don't think that you guys know around Athena, or one thing that I don't think you guys know around Athena, if you trade on Bybit and you put your collateral in as USDE, which is the Athena USD. And so let's say you want to buy Bitcoin and you want to put in $1,000 of collateral in your leverage account and you want to be buying Bitcoin. You can buy Bitcoin and you're still earning Athena interest on your Athena stablecoins. Now the Athena interest is very high. Sometimes it can get to as high as like 30%. If you want to try, just go and open an account on Bybit. By the way, if you haven't already got an account at Bybit, do it ASAP, because we've got the World Series of Trading. And now, in the World Series of Trading, I'm going to be using the Athena USDE, because I'm going to deposit money, earn USDE interest rates, and also be trading and making money. So if you want to join our team, because we want to join the team, and we're going to win the $10 million, I have no doubt about it. When we do win the $10 million, we will give $250 to Josh, and we will give $400 to Hardis, and the rest we'll keep for ourselves. You will get $250. Or you can just join our team, sir. You can just join our team. Okay, listen, before we go, I've got a couple of things that I need to talk to you about. There's a couple of things I need to talk to you about. The first thing is, I need you guys to do me a favor. If you've done Sniper School, I need you to go and do Whale School, okay?
Within that uptrend,
it's free, and there is a
budget, say $400. What would you do?
One is with Kyle. They're both free trading courses, but they're not going to be free for very long. One is with Kyle, one is with Sheldon. You see, they're both, there's two links here. If you've done Sniper School, go do Whale School. If you've done Whale School, go do Sniper School. Now, here's the catch. So I want to know which one is better. So if you've done the one, do the other. If you've done the other, do the other. And then please come back and tell me which school is actually better. But the thing is, you don't have a lot of time. So let's just see. Sheldon's Sniper School starts when? In 5 days. I think Kyle's Whale School's already started. These are the best courses that you're going to get for free. Oh, both of them start in 5 days. Okay, do me a favor. Go and sign up. And then tell me which one's better, please. I need you guys to tell me which one is better. Okay. Lastly, before we go, I know that you guys wrote off Tooker. Remember? Where I said to you guys, Tooker is not a meme. It's a meme-powered media station. And it's making the best quality content on the entire market that I've ever seen from any meme ever. And it's been consistent in the bull market and in the bear market. Even when the price went close to zero. I mean, just look at this price. The price went down to 4 million market cap. We were buying like mofos when this thing happened, right? Or 6 million market cap. We bought like mofos. I have to show you the level of the quality that of this. Is this not the best piece of content that you have ever seen? Just watch this and tell me this is not the best piece of web content that you've ever seen.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks for coming out tonight. We're the Maxis, the number one Bitcoin-only band in the world. And this little number is very special to us. Take it away, boys.
Take me to the moon. to the bank in cyberspace. You're the only one no central wanker can debase. In other words, scarce and true. In other words, Bitcoin, I love you. Fill my heart with sats and let me stand forevermore. You're the only asset that I dream of, I want more. In other words, huddle strong and huddle well. In other words, never sell.
We came together over our shared love of BTC, good music, and our utter contempt for all shitcoiners. What a bunch of total fucking morons. I'd like to introduce Naib Boukili on the bass here, Max Kaiser on the trumpet, and Tucker Carlson on the keys. Each and every one of us is a proud Bitcoin maximalist.
Fill my heart with sats. Let me do the Bitcoin croon. You're the apex in the race. We're headed to the moon. In other words, fuck the rest. In other words, in other words, in other words, there is no second there.
All right, on that note, I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.